We have with us today here, as I said, the FEI Secretary General, Sabrina Ibanez, and also our FEI Veterinary Director, Dr. Jeroen Akerström. And I will give the floor now to Sabrina Ibanez. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Grania. First of all, a big thank you to all the media that have made themselves available today for this very important call. We wanted to have this conversation with you today in order to provide you with all the information that we have as to what has happened, where we are today, and how we're going to proceed going forward. Having this disease, it has been extremely distressing for everybody. Nobody wants to see sick and dying horses. One is one too many. And regrettably, we are now at 10. So this has been a very difficult situation. Now, canceling international events in mainline Europe is only one factor in this very challenging situation. And we want to be able to provide you with all the information regarding as to how we actually got here, and also, but our main priority has been and will always be the safety of our horses. And we are really focusing now on getting these horses healthy, getting them home, and also making sure that there is no further spread of this disease. The community has been absolutely amazing. And I have to say the riders really do love for their horses and they care for their horses. But they also need to help in caring for the horses of the larger community. And this is why we are really asking that everybody stay calm and that they do what is necessary to ensure that this spread is contained. We do have some good news, and that is that the clinical situation in Valencia has improved dramatically. There is improved communication there as well, and there has been a lot of misinformation about what happened in Valencia. But let me tell you that, yes, there is enough hay and food for the horses, as well as food for the grooms and the riders as well. We understand that there are approximately 250 horses still in Bejar. That's also an information for you that we'll be providing a little bit later. The whole community, as I mentioned before, have been extremely helpful, from the riders to the national federations to the European Equestrian Federation, and of course the International Jumping Riders Club. We have been receiving additional help from the larger community. There has been help with stabling, there has been an offer for hay, there has been even those who wish to maybe help financially and even provide possibilities for them to drive trucks as necessary. So all in all, the community has responded very, very well and helping us all work together to make the situation a lot better. So this is just a small introduction. Jeroen is going to provide you with actual facts of what has happened to date. I wanted to let you know again that we will be going through a thorough investigation as to how it is that we got to where we are today. And this will be completely transparent and made available for everybody to witnesses. But what we really want to concentrate now is again, the safety of the horses, getting them hold, and stopping the spread. So I'd like to invite my colleague, Dr. Jeroen Akerström, to provide you more information at this stage. Thank you very much. And then at the end, as we mentioned before, we will open up for questions. Thanks.
Thank you, Sabrina. Thank you, Grania. And good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us in this. I would first just like to give you a brief summary of the event. Many of you will have seen the timeline that we have published on the EHV hub on insidefei.org. So we were first notified in the afternoon of the 20th of 11 horses having fever on the venue in Valencia. And at the same time also, we learned that horses that had returned back home from Valencia on the 14th, at least one of those horses had been sick in the neurological form of EHV1. With that combined information, we immediately understood that this was a very high probability of a serious EHV1 neurological outbreak, and we requested that the event was stopped immediately. Eventually, the event was stopped, and on the 22nd of February, in accordance with Spanish law, the Spanish authorities took over and declared this venue an expiration site because of the outbreak. And that means they have the decisions in their hand, and the work has to be done according to Spanish law. Later that week, we were alerted by riders that were desperate for help because the clinical situation for the horses had become very serious. We immediately got in touch with the Spanish Federation, who set up a meeting. We decided to get supportive veterinarians onto the site, all types of resources. We worked closely with the German and French federations, who has been absolutely amazing in support and with the measures that they've taken in this. We gathered a team of our really good vets. The first ones arrived on the morning of the 26th and took control over the treatment situation on the site together with the OC's veterinarians that were already working hard, but in very severe conditions. The University Hospital of Valencia has also been incredible in the way they've been supportive in this. Some of their vets, actually up to 10 of them, went to the venue to support our team and the OC team. We learned that outbreaks were also coming up out in Europe, in Belgium, for example, Germany, and we looked into the situation and evaluated the risk. It was obvious that disease had been spread from the venue of horses that had moved out from the venue from the 14th and onwards, and possibly even before that. We had to set a line for the disease starting at the 1st of February. We blocked 752 horses. We did that already on the 22nd and made sure that these horses could not compete, to not spread to further places in Europe. Eventually, things got under control on the venue, very much thanks to the veterinary manager and the rider representative, Carl Walter Fox, and also the jumping director of FEI, Marco Fusta, that all worked very hard to establish a good communication. So since then, things has worked much, much better. We now have in last week, we learned about a horse that had been put in isolation in Veje de la Frontera, that it had caught neurological symptoms, developed neurological symptoms. And this urged us to immediately react on that part as well. We had already closed down all the FEI competitions in mainland Europe. It was 10 countries. They were closed down already on the 1st of March as a safety measure. At the same time, we urged the National Federation to stop also their national competitions as a key action to stop further spread of this disease. Eventually, we had another horse with neurological signs in Veje de la Frontera, and we last Friday decided to stop the event also there. We wanted to keep the tours open because the riders that were there, they were already in sight. If by secure conditions could be guaranteed, they were in a bubble. And in this bubble, they could continue to compete if it was with enhanced biosecurity measures. So these measures had to be followed very carefully. But if there were positives coming up that were that we really would see as a risk for the continued competition, we would stop. And this is what we did also in Veje de la Frontera. We've also seen other events. We follow Villa Mora, Gola Minora carefully. And the way things were managed in Villa Mora, it has, as far as we can see for now, it's been very, very safe and functional. I think this summarizes the whole situation for now. We have horses going back home. We do our best to support them, and especially together with the French Federation that has managed to get safe stopovers. We even provided a veterinarian emergency service at one of those stopovers. We will soon also have horses being released from the quarantine in Valencia. We're waiting for PCR samples on that part. Thank you very much.
Maybe, Joran, what would be interesting, and maybe I should have mentioned as well, is the return to competition. What we're thinking about, the protocols, the enhanced protocols that we will be putting into place.
So we have, along this way, we have also been looking at a safe return to competition. And it's together with some of the leading epidemiologists in Europe and also those really good biosecurity veterinarians that are FEI veterinarians. One member of my team is now looking into the best ways of returning into competition to ensure a safe, biosecure return. But it will all depend on how everyone is really taking care of their horses, ensuring that they manage their horses in a biosecure way, that they report any positives to the national federation, and that we are also alerted about this so we can keep track of the situation.
Then also maybe I just wanted to the hub that we have now put on Inside FEI. If you looked at it today, you may have seen also that we have included a Q&A there to assist you with any questions that maybe we have not addressed right now or that you may think of later on. We hope that we have added all these questions and answered them appropriately as well in this document that can be found, as I mentioned before, on Inside FEI. So I thought that may be a good thing just to remind those that are attending this session. So maybe Grania, I hand it over to you to open up for questions.
Thank you, Sabrina. Thank you, Joran. So yes, we are now open for questions. So I don't see any hands raised as yet. So if you could please raise your hand. Okay, so we have Becky Murray from Horse and Hound. Yes.
My question, so I'm Becky from Horse and Hound, and my question is, will the FEI be investigating or planning to take any action about the fact the competition was still running on the 21st of February, you know, the day after the FEI told the organisers to halt the competition?
Yes, Becky, yes, we will. We will be, as I mentioned, maybe very quickly in my introduction, is that we will be going through a thorough investigation.
Okay, thank you.
And Becky, this will be made available as well. We will provide it so that everybody understands the findings of this investigation.
Okay. Do you
Becky, if you could lower your hand, and Pippa Cookson, we will unmute you now. The mic is yours.
Cookson on behalf of horsesport.com. I was wondering, in fact, I did write to you about it, but it probably doesn't matter now. In a review of future protocols, which seems to be happening, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
We hear you.
Sorry. Do we need a different kind of biosecurity for tours rather than a shorter standalone show? Because we've got these huge sort of itinerant populations coming in. And of course, the minimum requirement for isolation boxes is obviously not enough when you've got a virus like this, which is just going to rip through a horse population.
Thank you, Pippa. It's a very, very good question, and we have indeed looked into that. And it will be an item also at the next veterinary committee meeting. The situation, as you say, on these tours is very different from a regular event, but also regular events we will be looking into to ensure that are already very strong rules, are excellent education on biosecurity, I must say, that it's really well implemented at all places. And we also need to make sure that that we have a control of compliance at all levels. But our rules are extremely strong, and they have been that since we started already in 2016 by informing our national head vets, providing with a toolkit. In 2017, we worked on the biosecurity rules. 2018, they were implemented. We strengthened them further in 2020. And without that package of rules, we would have had a much more difficult situation, because we would not have been able to enforce blocking of horses, etc. We were able to trace in a way that we haven't been able to do before. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Somebody is typing. If they could mute themselves, please. So our next question, thank you, Pippa. Our next question is from Sebastian Roulier. Sebastian, you are now unmuted. The floor is yours, Sebastian.
Thank you. I have a question about the Sunshine Tour. I have just read that from our RESPI, you know, the Réseau d'Epidémio-Surveillance, that there was a first case in Belgium from a horse coming back from the Sunshine Tour. So considering this, is it really possible to go back to sports the 29th of March?
Thank you, Sebastian. We have learned about this horse, and I've been in contact with the rider as well as its vet. This horse was in close contact of the first sick horse in Veje de la Frontera, the first neurologically sick horse. And it's been in isolation since its arrival in Belgium. And they took extraordinary precautions during their travel back at home, because they knew that among the regular horse group, they had a sick horse, and they've been extremely careful. So we do hope that they have been able to contain this completely already, and we stay in close contact with this rider as well as their vet, and we've been that for already since the end of last week. I hope this answers your question.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. And now our next person with a hand raised is Marco Ackerman. Marco, we will unmute you now. Please post your question.
Okay. Hello. My name is Marco from the Swiss newspaper NZZ. What is on the insurance side? Riders who lost a horse. Is this a insurance? The insurance by the riders on your own side, or is this from the event host or from the FEI? Is this an insurance solution from the FIE?
I can confirm that this is not an FEI insurance. This would most likely be the insurance of the rider.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you, Marco. And next in line, please, is Jan Toynius. Jan, the mic is now open for you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I got two questions. First of all, in the first press release, there was a number named of 21 veterinarians in Valencia, and everybody in Valencia said this was absolutely not true. Could you comment on that? And then we've heard about Leger that people left it more or less immediately when they saw a chance to leave, and that lorries and horse boxes are being stopped on motorways and fill-in stations in Spain with the horses boarded already, of course. And can you comment on this? Is this just rumors or is it true? And what happens to these horses on their way back without proper paper, I have understood.
So the first question, could you please repeat that?
Sure. In the first press release, the FEI said there were 21 veterinarians already in Valencia, and everybody in Valencia that we've talked to, and we've talked to several there, said this is absolutely ridiculous. The number was never 21 veterinarians.
Well, I can confirm to you that the highest number of veterinarians treating horses at the same time on the venue actually was 21. We kept close track of them, partly because we will be paying quite a few of them. So there is no doubt that there were 21. But also keep in mind that the clinical situation changed from day to day. And it was also depending on how available the vets at the university clinic in Valencia were. At the most, when the day when there were 21 vets, that was when there were 10 vets from the Valencia University Clinic available. Otherwise, we've been between 8 and 11 vets most of the time. I hope that answers that question. In regards of the horse truck being stopped by the police, we have that information as well. There were apparently problems with the issuing of the health protocols from the Spanish authorities when the horses were leaving Vejo de la Frontera. So that information is correct.
Thank you, Jan. Next person with a question mark rather than the hand raised is Jenny Abrahamson. So Jenny, your mic is now unmuted.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I just want to know the status of the horses that was isolated at the Sunshine Tour. What is the status today?
One horse has returned to Belgium. It's been traveling in a horse truck where they managed to build one single big box, which is possible in many good trucks. And there's been a vet, a highly qualified vet, with the horse along the way. The horse is safely under veterinary care in Belgium. The other horse is in the University Clinic in Madrid. We managed to have a isolation unit with highly qualified veterinary care open in Madrid. Huge thanks to the Federation of European Equine Veterinarians Association for the support to open up that space.
And I have another question. Do you really think the shows can start at the 29th of March?
We are working on to establish very safe protocols, and we're working towards that. So we are, of course, monitoring the situation in regards to new outbreaks. But if everyone takes care of their horses, if everyone managed by security properly, and we have these protocols in place, we should be able to return to safe competition on the 29th of March.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. And the next person with their hand raised is Mikhail Rossman. Mikhail, the floor is yours.
Hi, I'm Michael Russell from German press agency DPA. I want to ask you, what about the World Cup final in Gothenburg? Will the show go on or do you cancel it?
So as mentioned by Joran, yes, we are putting all those protocols in place and the intention is absolutely to go on with the Longines FEI World Cup finals.
Does that answer your question, Michael?
Yes, thank you.
Perfect. And next with the hand raised, Krista Lester-Lasserre. Krista, the mic is now open for you.
Hello, thank you. I'm sorry, but I missed part of the opening part of the meeting because of some code issues. So I hope that this question hasn't already been addressed. If so, please just let me know. I'm wondering if you've been able to trace the origin of the outbreak. What you're doing to trace that origin, and if you are able to connect it with any previous strains.
Thank you, Krista. Yes, we are tracing. That work started immediately. First, of course, we traced all the we tried to establish in contacts on the venue in Valencia due to the situation and what we could see on the horses that returned home and the first in what we now call the index case, we could establish a starting date of the outbreak as the 1st of February. We will continue to track backwards from horses. We are also gathering samples from the various labs. We have asked the national head veterinarians to ensure that the samples are sent to the OIE reference lab on Ireland and Professor Anne Cullinane, who's very kindly helped us throughout this outbreak. And that will enable us to genetically identify this strain and also ensure that we are not mixing it up with any other strains that are moving around, so we can clearly get the picture of this particular outbreak. And it's important for this strain because it has been very, very aggressive. And that is part of what Anne Cullinane will be looking into as well. I hope this answers your question.
Yes, it does. Thank you very much. And if I could just ask a very quick follow-up question, I see that there are some areas that are designated as quarantine places in home countries. For example, in France, we've got Le Mans. Can you give any more detail about what's going on in those centers?
No, I think you need to ask the French Federation about that. I know they have highly qualified expertise connected to the Federation. And one of their vets has also been on site to support the work in Valencia. She has to return home. And I know they have excellent competence within this field of veterinary work.
Yes, thank you. I don't doubt that. I was just curious how that was functioning. I thought this was something that the FEI put in place. Is the individual federations that are putting that in place?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Krista, you could also check on the International Jumping Riders Club because they have a lot of details as well about other in-transit stabling if you want to check on their website.
Thank you very much, Grania.
Okay. And our next question, please, from Madeline Fensby. The mic is now open for you, Madeline.
Hi. Do you hear me? Do you guys hear me?
Yes, we do.
Thank you. Yeah, Madeleine from SVT Sports in Sweden. So I also have a question about the World Cup finals in Gothenburg. Is it really safe to run? And have you talked to the athletes? Do they even want to enter? Consider the situation.
Well,
I can respond to the first question, whether it's safe. We would not go ahead if it wasn't safe. That's number one key. This is a disease that we dealt already 2 years ago with when there was an outbreak near you in Stockholm. We then put in place enhanced biosecurity measures for that final in 2019. I was in a meeting last week with the organizing committee and their vets, and we agreed that we will take many of those measures back into use again, and even go up a level further than we had back in 2019. So yes, we would only go ahead if we could ensure that there is a safe competition, a biosecure competition.
And we know that the athletes would like to go ahead with the final. The World Cup finals last year, as you know, were canceled. So we're certain that they would be very favorable, but only if we are satisfied with the measures.
But are they worried, or?
It has not been brought to our attention that they are. So no one has actually said to us we are worried about the World Cup finals as of yesterday or today.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Madeline, for your question.
Thank you, Madeline. And next, although she hasn't managed to find the hand-raising button, but that's absolutely fine, Suzanne Hogdal, the mic is now open for you.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly, thank you.
This is Suzanne Hogdal from Tidningen Sport in Sweden. As reported, there has been an obvious problem in dealing with local authorities on different occasions during this outbreak. And we also had reports about the police intervening in Valencia and Veer, I think. Can you please comment on this?
So in Valencia, since it is a formal exploration site that has been notified through the Spanish authorities, they will also need to ensure that it's safe from people attending it openly. So therefore, they have put in place that they've had police on site. That is correct for that purpose. When it comes to Viejo de la Frontera, we have no confirmation that there has been any police involved on that venue. I hope this answers your question, Susanne.
No, it's just that we got from the Finnish Federation that a Finnish rider had reported that the local police has been trying to prevent, they threatened to call the police.
Sorry, you're breaking up, Suzanne. Could you repeat your question, please?
Did you hear me, Göran?
No.
I actually received these questions from your chief editor earlier today, so I'm quite aware of it. There has been no police intervention in Viejo de la Frontera that we are aware of. However, our additional veterinary delegates, the three that were sent there, they were requested to leave the venue, and they were not allowed in again. And if they were to do that, there was information that the police would have to intervene against them. I can confirm that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. And next, please, Manuel Garcia. Your mic is now unmuted.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello.
Yes, we can hear you. Yes, we can hear you perfectly.
Okay, I'm speaking from Valencia, from Las Provincias. So I would like to know, you have speaking about a thorough investigation, and here last Friday, one of the authorities in Valencia, we can read between lines that someone has communicated a case later than should can should have done it. So I would like to know, well, the investigation is not finished, but do you have any clue that this case could have happened? Thank you.
Jörn, do you want to answer that? Because I'm not aware of that.
I can answer that. So if I understand you correct, you're asking if we were notified late. Is that what you're asking?
No, it's if someone notifies late a case, and this situation could contribute to spread the virus, let's say. Do you understand me?
So we, as Sabrina has explained, we will conduct a full and thorough investigation on this matter. We were informed first time of this outbreak on the 20th in the afternoon, when the veterinary delegate called the veterinary manager of FEI, and he immediately called me. We reacted right away, but that's as far as we know right now. And we will of course investigate this very carefully.
Thank you very much.
This answers your question.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Manuel. And now, Rick Helmink, please. Your mic is now unmuted.
Hello, this is Rick Helmink from the Dutch website horses.nl. I have a question. This summer, the European Youth Championships dressage are planned in Valencia at this venue. Will this go on with these organizers, or is that another organization?
Yes, so the European Championships, they're allocated by the FEI board, so any decision regarding whether or not they should be removed or maintained in Valencia would have to be taken by the board. So we would need to address this once we have a little bit of time, but we will be addressing it very shortly with the board once we also have more information on the investigation. So, but it will be the board that ultimately would need to take the decision.
Okay.
Does that answer your question, Rick?
Yes, thank you. And then okay. I have another question. The Netherlands is one of the 10 countries where FEI events were cancelled, and the National Federation in the Netherlands decided to not take any further cancellation of national events. There are not that many because of the COVID rules. How does the FEI see this?
So what we you may have seen, Rick, that we recommended that that national event that they do not take place. There have been many national federations that have confirmed even recently that they will not go on, like Switzerland. It is the jurisdiction of each national federation. It's under their jurisdiction, so the FEI does not have the power to enforce this. So,
okay, thank you,
Rick.
And we've got one last question now from Jan Tonjes. So Jan, your mic is now unmuted.
Thank you. Yeah, Jan again from St. Georg, Germany. One question to Jöran. When did you first got information what strain was found in the samples? And we've learned from a laboratory here in Berlin that the N strain was found and not the D strain, as suspected, because usually the D strain is called the more aggressive one, that one that causes fatalities.
I think this is too early to say. So far, we are receiving PCR results. We're awaiting the study of Professor Anne Cullinane. She will establish this from the various samples that will be sent to her. So we will address that later. It's too early.
When approximately do you expect the first? I mean, can't take that long. PCR tests are quite normal in our times now.
So from a PCR test, a normal PCR test, you don't establish whether it's N or D in a proper way you need, if you're on a level of an OIE reference lab, you need to have more qualified methods than that. And we will await and colonize results on that. I will ask my colleagues about that timeline. My colleague that is working directly with Anne on this project. But as soon as we know, we will address that. It will be very important information also for other labs and for those veterinary authorities that have legislation in place for particularly this neurological form. And of course, for the future, I think it's really critical that there's the projects that earlier were ongoing, but sadly enough, put on ice to establish a modern vaccine against the HPV1 neurological form, because there isn't one up to now. This research will be very, very important. I hope this helps. I hope this answers your question.
Yeah, thank you very much. Very good question.
Well, thank you, everybody. I think that we've come to the end of our questions, so I'd like to very much thank FBI Secretary General Sabrina Ibanez and, of course, our Veterinary Director, Jørn Akerstrøm. And I'd like to thank you all of the media for attending. If you do have any follow-up questions, please don't hesitate to get in touch with us at press@fei.org. But also please, as Sabrina referenced earlier on, please check out the new Q&A that we have put up on the website as of last night. There's a lot of very valuable information in there. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you for your time. Goodbye.